hired police to illegally spy on activists in Southern Oregon. I mean, it's quite an exciting saga.
There's a lawsuit, ongoing lawsuit for that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, I could talk with you about the Jordan Cove thing forever, but maybe
I
I'll
just want to say the reason why this was so important to stop.
Yeah.
Because it would have been the largest carbon pollution in the state of Oregon. It would emit more carbon than any other industry. And I tell you, it's hard to bypass the timber industry as far as carbon.
That's it for this episode of Coast Range Radio. You can hear the second half of our conversation on the Coast Range Radio podcast feed. Just skip ahead to about minute 28. Coast Range Radio is an independent production. If you like the show, please help me grow the audience, tell your friends about us, share us on the socials, all that good stuff. Once again, the show email is coastrangeradio@gmail.com. Reach out anytime. Thank you so much for listening. Let's make it through this together.
You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming online at kboo.fm.
Support for KBOO comes from its members and from the Bureau of Labor and Industries, Child Care for Construction, working to provide resources and support for new journey workers and their families, in partnership with Business Oregon. More info at oregon.gov/BOLI/apprenticeship. Under the link, Financial Assistance for Registered Apprentices.
To you, the 9-to-5er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Labor Radio of the working class, by the working class, for the working class. I'm Jamie Partridge talking with you tonight with my co-host Laura Wadlin. We're on the picket line, the nurses at Kaiser and on the West at Westside Hospital, Sunnyside Hospital, Interstate Clinics, organized by the Oregon Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals, on strike for 5 days from October 14th to October 19th. Starting out with Nick Eng, who's a nurse at the Westside Hospital, then Evelyn Grant, a nurse at the Sunnyside Hospital, Joanna, a mental health professional, some kids on the picket line at Westside, and then finishing off with Virginia Smith, who's the vice president of Oregon Nurses Association, in solidarity with the striking OFNHP members.
What's your name?
Nick Eng.
Are you an OFNHP member?
Sure am.
And you're an officer in the union?
I'm the secretary of the union.
And where do you work?
I work at Kaiser Westside Medical Center in the operating room. I'm a registered nurse first assist.
How long have you been a nurse?
Ooh, how long have I been a nurse? Sorry, I gotta think about it. It's 2025, so 13 years this year.
Wow. And has that always been at Kaiser or other places?
This is my 10th year at Kaiser, so it's absolutely the longest place I've ever worked.
Wow. And I can imagine it's changed a lot. I mean, you were a nurse during the pandemic, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, changed a ton.
Yeah.
You know, staffing, it's kind of always been a thing, like from when I started. I'd say maybe the first half of my career at Kaiser. It was just becoming a bit more and more short. The grip was tightening, maybe slowly, is kind of how it felt.
Mm.
Not rehiring for nurses who retire, you know, surreptitiously maybe changing staffing plans. I don't know. I'm not, you know, making any direct accusations there. But I just know that I went from a team of 13 people who do my job to like 6 or 7 for a long time there. And it was really hard. Now, when you asked me about COVID, you mentioned COVID. that was just like pouring gasoline onto a fire. You know, it completely flips the world of healthcare for nurses and any healthcare workers on its head. And now it's just a completely different market. It's a completely different workplace. You know, I don't know if you recall, in 2021, we conducted a survey with all of our workers, and it was more than 40% of us were considering leaving our professions entirely because of the burnout of being a healthcare worker. So, yeah, it's it's hard to say it's gotten any better.
Yeah. So why are you guys out on strike today?
Yeah, we're out on strike, you know, to fight for a fair contract so that we can ensure ensure all of our patients get the care that they need. You know, that translates to a number of different things. So fair wages is kind of one of the classic things that unionized workers fight for. And yes, we're out here fighting for fair wages. We believe our wage proposals are very fair. You know, the past 2 years, 23 and 24, all of us have gotten 2% raises. And that's really hard to, you know, to make ends meet if you have a family with a 2% raise over the past couple years. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the price of eggs or milk. You know, so that's definitely one thing that we're fighting for. Another thing is, you know, having a say in the processes for how we schedule our patients. And maybe this isn't an issue for me as an OR nurse, but I know, say, for example, a urology physician's assistant, things like nurse practitioners, like they're being double or triple booked at times to see more patients, but it's not always in a way that delivers the best care. And one prime example I can think of this is a urology PA was sharing a story in one of our labor caucuses where he was double booked during an appointment. He had a patient that he saw in person during that time, and then he had a phone call with a guy. And the guy had a urinary catheter in. It was indwelling. He was at home with it. He needed it for his kidney function, or I don't know, right? Mm-hmm. And the dude's a mechanic, and he can't work while he has a catheter in. And he is wondering, he's questioning this PA, why do I have a phone appointment with you when you can't remove my catheter over the phone? Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is the type of situation where when we've tried to work in partnership with Kaiser through an interest-based bargaining process, that they say, no, scheduling of patients is management's rights. And that, you know, we've talked about this a bunch, especially during the pandemic, causes moral injury to these providers that want to do the right thing, but are being held back by the systems that we have to work under. You know, it's kind of like a core tenet of being union is like, you should have a say in how the work is done because right. The boss doesn't always understand that. And this is a prime example of that.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing that we're fighting for. When I talk about delivering the right care to, you know, the patients at the right time in the right places, that's exactly what I'm referencing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How do you feel being out on strike? It began yesterday morning. It's been a day and a half. How are you feeling?
There's a whole spectrum of emotions that you feel when you get to this point, right? For anybody who's been on strike before, you know, they know there's a lot of deep frustration, you know, a lot of disappointment from the bargaining process and from the employer who, you know, it almost feels gaslighty when they keep on throwing their mission statement out there and yet they don't want to honor or respect you as workers or, you know, in our case, providers of care to patients in our communities, which we as providers are because we're Kaiser members. So, you know, there's a lot of that getting up to this point. You know, I try not to get too angry about stuff anymore, but I know people are pretty fired up over this. You know, none of these, you know, there's tons of kids on the line today. None of these people with families want to go without 5 days of pay. Like, it's a lot. And, you know, I'll say I had to come to work yesterday morning. My shift in the operating room starts at 6:45. The strike began at 7 a.m. And I will say, like, it very slowly coalesced as managers were walking out all of these teams of nurses together. We coalesced into this group that was slowly trickling out the front door. And what did we see? Hundreds of our coworkers and supporters welcoming us out on the strike line. It was unlike anything I've ever felt before. The inspiration, the gratitude, it was so good. And just taking it to the street immediately, that felt amazing. Now being out here on day two, it's like, hey, people are wearing costumes. People understand this is a fight and we got to keep showing up. And, you know, it's really encouraging to see that people are understanding that. You really feel a lot of solidarity. I was over at Interstate earlier today. I was leading some chants, getting people going, walking around, picketing. It's pretty exciting, honestly. And it would be a lie if I said I wasn't tired. Seeing this makes me feel more energized.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What's been the reaction of patients and community members to the strike?
Now, I haven't talked to many patients myself since we went on strike. I've been concerned with, you know, making sure the strike lines are functional. But a number of reports have come to me from different providers on the strike lines that are having brief interactions with patients who are fed up. You know, they're seeing the messaging from Kaiser publicly in the news, and they're saying we know that's not true. We know you guys want to do the right thing for us. It's always like, deeply supportive. And so when somebody comes to us like that, we say, well, hey, here's our community petition. Here's a little QR code. Maybe send this email to Wendy Watson, the president of Northwest Kaiser Permanente. Maybe give them a call. Let them know what you think about what's going. You know, I've heard of even, you know, Kaiser workers who are OFNHP members having their dental appointments canceled this week, or somebody's husband had their colonoscopy appointment canceled last minute, and the communication around that was terrible. And it's like, you know, all this could be avoided if you just settled a fair contract with your workers. We wouldn't be canceling people's appointments. They would be seeing the providers that they trust and who really appreciate and honor being able to take care of those people. So, yeah.
How has Kaiser reacted since you all walked out?
Well, there, as far as I know, nobody's reaching out to try to talk to us again about bargaining or negotiations. And I saw a couple of articles from different, you know, local news sources and national news sources, because this is a big, widespread strike over the country. You know, the quotes that I read yesterday, they were kind of blaming us, saying that we're letting down our patients and that we're being greedy and that their offer is very generous. It's very, and when I mentioned earlier, gaslighty kind of language, it's very much that. I don't think there's a single person out on this strike line that wants to actually be on strike. I sure don't. I really don't.
Yeah. Can you help us understand why nurses and other health professionals going on strike is good for patients? It might seem counterintuitive to some people, right? Like, hey, why aren't you taking care of your patients? But why is it important for patients?
Yeah, you know, just like I was saying earlier, competitive wages is one thing, but safe staffing is a huge thing. I mentioned, you know, a voice in how we schedule patients, that sort of staffing. Even since 21, we've been fighting for safe staffing in our hospital units. And since then, you know, our advocacy has led to, for example, the passage of House Bill 2697 in the state of Oregon, which guarantees nursing ratios in hospitals. It guarantees not just nurses, but technical employees, professional employees, all different disciplines of employees have staffing committees. It's the law that they must have this. So when we advocate for these things, and apply the pressure how we need to apply the pressure, the employer sometimes agrees to things like staffing ratios and other things that make care safer. Because, surprise, before House Bill 2697, OFNHP won in the Northwest nurse-to-patient staffing ratios in our 21 contract. That's not a coincidence that that law was able to pass after we got that into our contracts. So, you know, it's about making working people's lives better. But what do I as a nurse care about? I care about taking care of my patients and making sure I have the resources and the system to do the very best that I can.
Yeah. Earlier this year, Providence nurses across the state in the Oregon Nurses Association went on strike for 46 days. How did their militancy affect the decision of OFNHP members to go on strike?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it was really inspiring to see what they did. Providence is a huge corporation, just like Kaiser. And, you know, at the end of the day, I do appreciate Kaiser, my employer, for engaging its organized workers in a partnership. It's not perfect, but I think on paper it's a really good thing, because it kind of gives us what I was talking about, a voice in how the work is done. On paper, it doesn't always work that great. Providence, as far as I understand, does not do that. It is very adversarial bargaining. And they could care less if they had to weather a 5-day strike, let alone a 50-day strike. But seeing what they were able to win in terms of massive wage increases for nurses in the metro area, even organizing small groups of intensivists, physicians, who, you know, when I talk to my colleagues here at Kaiser, find themselves complaining over having less and less say in the work that they have to do, you know, it paints a nice picture for how things could and should be, and perhaps boosts us up in our own way, in a unique way to build on top of that. And I always like to say, when when I'm honoring previous union leaders or just the labor movement altogether, it's, we stand on the shoulders of giants. And this is just us trying to make life better for other people. That's why we call it a labor movement.
So the strike is scheduled to end at 7 a.m. on Sunday. What happens next?
Well, ideally, before 7 a.m. on Sunday or very shortly after, 7:01, OFNHP will get some notification from Kaiser, hey, we need to meet and talk about how we settle this contract. I haven't seen that in my inbox yet, but I'll be waiting for it. We're ready to talk anytime, regardless of what Kaiser says.
What would you say to workers, especially healthcare workers, who are feeling so burnt out and frustrated with the state of the healthcare system and their jobs, and you know, they're thinking about maybe taking it to the next level and maybe going on strike, but they're afraid, you know, they don't want to let their patients down, or, you know, they know that striking is really hard. What would you say to people in that position?
We have no other choice but to do what we must to advocate for our ability to do our jobs, which is helping people. It's an honor to help people. And if we're being held back, then we need to push back on whatever's holding us back from doing the best we can for our patients. Deciding to do something like that, to stand up and advocate for yourself and your coworkers and your patients in a collective way to your employer, is not only is it morally the right thing to do, it's a radical act of resistance. We all know, like, hey, the system needs to change, or there's big problems in how things just kind of work in this world, in this country, in this community, what have you, right? And one way to just show radical resistance against that, and that you intend to build the better world that you want, is to organize with your coworkers and fight this fight.
Awesome.
If you just tuned in, this is Labor Radio, KBOO Portland. You're listening to Voices on the Picket Line of the strike of Oregon Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals at Kaiser during the week of October 14th through 19th. If you like this, if you find this information useful, please support our non-corporate, community-supported, listener-sponsored radio station and go to kboo.fm and make a donation.
Tell us about why you're out here.
I'm out here because I support the Kaiser Union, because I think that Kaiser nurses have a lot of support because we have a strong union. And I really value that. And so I want to get back to patient care as soon as possible. I love Kaiser. I think we do outstanding care. We have outstanding options. And as a nurse, we have a lot of benefits. We have support for education. But I really want everyone to have what I have within the nursing organization. And although the clinic I work for is well staffed, I know that's not necessarily the case in places within Kaiser that have to be staffed 24 hours a day. And that's what I want. I want the money that Kaiser makes to go back into supporting the resource that is nursing. Because I think that we provide excellent care, and I want that to continue.
And you work here at the Interstate Clinic?
No, I work at Sunnyside.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, but I'm here because this is closer to my home.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so have you been out every day?
I've been out every day.
Okay.
Yep.
And how do you think the mood is?
Well, I like it today. There's a lot more horn honking and noisemakers and people, and we're enthusiastic to hear the rally speech that's going to happen here in a little bit. But we don't know. We don't really have any information, and it's hard to know what's actually happening, if anything, at the negotiating table.
Yeah. Well, I hear that this management is pretty stubborn and saying things like, oh, well, you're going on strike. Well, we won't talk with you until your strike is over.
Yes. Yes. Well, hopefully that will be soon.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can begin to reallocate the resources from the top to the people who do the nursing care, who do the housekeeping. Like, I want the housekeepers to get paid really well. I like working in a really clean environment. And I want everyone to be well taken care of, not just the nursing staff, but I want the housekeepers to be well paid for. And when I hear how much the, you know, top executives of Kaiser make, it's really hard for me to wrap my head around that. And I mean, that's true, of course, across...
Do you know how much it is?
Well, I've heard, and I don't know this by my own calculations, but I've heard it's more than $7,000 an hour for at least one person. It's more than $7,000 an hour. That's really hard for me to wrap my head around. I don't know. It seems like it's probably in the ballpark at least, right?
Yeah. 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 Amazing. Well, I understand that you know, Kaiser, I've been a member of Kaiser for 50 years, and Kaiser used to be the standard, you know, for wages and benefits, and it no longer is. It's like 10, 20% lower
than
the...
Providence nurses paid a very, very high price just this past year to get a raise. And now we know that Providence is really, I mean, they're losing it. They're in really deep trouble. And who knows how much of that has to do with their reluctance to take care of their nursing staff, to take care of their housekeepers, their physician's assistants, their lab techs, their on and on, right? Who knows how much it has to do with that versus the greed that happens at the top.
Yeah. Well, I understand that there are many more openings for, you know, position high job openings at Kaiser than, for instance, there are at Providence, because people are leaving Kaiser to go work at Providence where the wages and benefits are better.
Right. And I don't know about that. I suppose that's true, right? I mean, because there's always going to be people chasing the dollar in the moment. And that makes sense to me. Some people need to really, like, have the best possible wage right now.
Oh, yeah.
Not resources for down the road. Also, there is a, you know, shortage of hospital care workers in general coming at us, right? Physicians, nurses, you name it. And so that's a problem. And I would think that would motivate Kaiser to want to keep the employees that they currently have.
It may be that this unfair labor practice strike, which is 5 days, it maybe have to be followed by an open-ended strike like the Providence nurses did. I mean, they did a couple of unfair labor practice short strikes.
Yes.
And then they did an open-ended one, which is what it took.
That went on forever, and that would be extremely painful. And I would be incredibly disappointed in Kaiser if they let that happen. And I would not be able to go around singing the praises of Kaiser as I have for the last 20 to 30 years. That would really be hard for me, because I can't understand that they can't pay the wages that are fair in the community.
Yeah. Well, what would you say to our listeners who are generally union members in a bunch of different unions, how they can be supportive of this strike?
I think union members are supportive of this strike, because most of us tend to believe that we tend to have the same values. And I'll probably be seeing them on Saturday downtown, which I am setting a record for myself as an older woman. This is the first time I've ever had to go out as a nurse. Oh. So I've lucked out in that regard.
You weren't around for the 1988 strike.
No, I was working for someone else at the time.
Oh, okay.
And so this is my first time. And so this is day 3 out on the street here. And on Saturday, I will be downtown. So I think...
Downtown for?
For the No Kings rally.
Right on.
As I was for the last one. Because I believe that we have a lot to work on right now. And taking to the streets seems to be an option that we have.
So do you know about the labor feeder march?
No.
So an earlier gathering at 10:30 at the Oregon Convention Center will be a rally and then a march across the Steel Bridge, and it's led by labor unions, SEIU, AFL-CIO,
okay.
And people will labor unions will be carrying their banners. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Hopefully OFNHP will have their banner there. I know that people are coming in from all the picket lines to that action.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I think we understand that we are in this together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Evelyn.
Yes, Jamie, thank you so much.
What's your last name?
Grant.
Evelyn Grant.
And I love with Evelyn
Grant. Thank you so much.
I'm a KBU supporting member. I love KBU.
All right.
What's your name?
Joanna Deshmukh.
And you're a healthcare worker at Kaiser?
Yes, I'm a mental health therapist.
How long have you been a therapist?
Almost 20 years. I've been at Kaiser 14 years. It'll be 15 in January.
And you're a member of OFNHP?
Correct. Yes.
So why are you out on strike?
We are fighting for our patients. We're fighting to save Kaiser. We want to give patients the quality care they deserve. And to do that, we need a fair contract that honors safe schedules. Our templates have been stretched really thin. It makes it hard for us to give the quality care we want to provide that we know how to provide with these changes to our templates. A lot of the changes that we experienced in the last 2 years were done out of partnership. So we're fighting to regain some footing with partnership. We don't want to be on strike. We love taking care of our members and patients, but we have to fight to save the system and support one another. And we also are asking for a fair contract that gives us market comparable wages for the area. And we want to have a voice honored in our contract language.
How do you feel being on strike today?
I feel energized seeing all of my colleagues. I'm disheartened that Kaiser doesn't want to work with us and come back to the bargaining table. We've been hearing that our folks on the union side have been showing up prepared on time for months, and unfortunately we've heard that managers are not doing the same. And they don't seem to want to listen to our voice. But it is amazing to see the solidarity that we have out here.
Why does going on strike make an impact at the bargaining table?
Well, it makes an impact because they'll see that the quality care that we provide is missing over this time period. We don't feel that we have other choices when we've been coming to the bargaining table again and again and being met with dismissals or unfair offers. And so we have to show Kaiser that we are serious and we want to be able to retain and recruit staff that keep giving the quality care that members deserve, that patients deserve. We love our patients a lot. We want to keep delivering that care.
What's been the response from patients and community members to the strike?
Pretty positive so far. We get a lot of people honking and cheering for us. It definitely seems like the community is supporting us out here.
That's great. Can you say more about why going on strike is important for patients in particular?
Well, if we continue to see the same offers, we will continue to lose staff. And when we don't have enough staff, that means longer wait times, that means less qualified professionals. In my department alone, we've been losing a lot of skilled workers over the years, like professionals that have been in the field for decades are starting to leave for other healthcare organizations or systems, companies that just offer a better work-life balance. So when the staff have better work-life balance and the contract honors our labor voice, we can retain and recruit enough people to meet members' needs.
Back in 2021, I remember OFNHP got pretty close to going on strike, and I'm wondering what's the difference between then and now?
I think from what I hear, in 2021, we didn't realize we would have such a high inflation rate. I could be wrong about this number. I believe 18% is roughly what inflation grew to after our contract ended in 2021, or after we renewed it in 2021. And so we need to adjust currently for that inflation, which is so exorbitant. As well as where we want to be in the future, next few, 4 years of the contract. Also, probably we see the full impact of COVID, the pandemic, the economy just impacts everyone, I would imagine, and so in a different way. So, yeah.
What are you hoping happens over the next few days or week or two?
We hope that Kaiser comes to the table and recognizes our offer, recognizes our voice, They have the funding in my department alone. Four senior directors got a $50,000 raise this year. Wow. Not a bonus. Four of them each.
Wow.
Four of them each got a $50,000 raise. I'm not aware of them doing more work for that $50,000 raise, but and we're also expanding in different parts of the country. So it does seem like Kaiser could listen to us, prioritize us, because we want to provide care and we need to have the staff to do that safely.
So earlier this year, nurses at Providence hospitals across the state went on strike, nurses at Oregon Nurses Association. What was your reaction to their prolonged strike, and how did it affect your decision to go on strike?
Well, I'm not sure what Providence contract looked like, but we were definitely in support of them. We believe in listening to labor voices. They're the ones doing the care. They're on the front line. They're the ones sacrificing their time and effort to take care of people, even if they're overstaffed. So I think it probably bolstered us to know that there's a community support for labor's voice to be recognized and honored.
Great. Anything else you want to add?
Go OFNHP.
Great.
It's great to have everybody out here. I'm meeting more people in person than I have in a long time, and I just really appreciate everybody's enthusiasm and support. Thank you.
Wonderful.
That wraps it up for this evening's Labor Radio show with Kaiser Nurses, organized by the OFNHP on strike. I'm Jamie Partridge with my co-host Laura Wadlin. This Monday and every Monday at 6 p.m., Labor Radio. Stay tuned for Prison Pipeline.
Hi, this is Mark Sanford Gross, and when I'm in Portland, I listen to KBOO, KBOO, 90.7 FM, Portland.